Amen. Are you ready for the word?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I hope that you're expectant and excited as we're going to get into it. And this is obviously the third part of the series called Processed. And I believe that the first and the second part, for those who have listened to it, that it's made a great impact on your life so far. Who enjoyed the series so far? Amen. And listen, it does not mean because you're here you don't have to respond. Hey. Thank you. Amen. 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 Just stand with me, everyone that is here. Training 101. And I'll do this until you respond. Amen. There we go. There we go. There we go. Whatever you do not learn here on earth, mark my words, you will learn in heaven. The level that you live here is the level that you will start off of in heaven. If you cannot respond here, you will start at a very low level where the holy angels will come to you and say, okay, lift your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. Okay, now get excited. Okay, now. So you can either do it now so that you can start higher there. Amen. So when I say respond, it's not for me, it's for you. I'm helping you. Are you guys with me? Thank you. You may be seated. And this is the third part of the series called Process. And I trust, listen, if you have missed either the first or the second part, I want to encourage you to go and listen to it. It is still available and it is easily accessible on our Encounter Now app. And even if you have heard it, you've been at one of the services, heard it over live stream, go listen to it again. Especially last week when Prophet Leon spoke on the potter's hands. Yeah, listen, it was a powerful message. You guys with me? The thing that causes worry and anxiousness is this, is not knowing. Why am I going through something? The not knowing part brings worry. It makes me feel fearful, worried, and anxious. But the moment I understand, oh, you know what? This is normal. Everyone goes through it. If I think like this, it's normal. Everyone has these thoughts. I could relate to every word that Prophet spoke last week, and I could pinpoint exactly where in the process I am. And it brought so much revelation. You guys with me? It brought peace of mind because now I know it's normal, it's okay, and I know what to expect next. Are you guys with me? And so this morning I'm going to speak on eagle Christians. That will become you, definitely. If this is not you yet, I'm telling you that God is about to make eagle Christians out of everyone that is now under the sound of my voice. Listen, God is about to make eagle Christians out of you. Amen. Listen, as we get into process in the third part of the series, I will use the eagle as an example to make an analogy of the process that we go through as Christians and how we can become eagle Christians. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Amen. Listen, an eagle carries so many qualities that we need to adapt as believers that in order for us to become effective and efficient in the Spirit. If you want to become fearless, bold, confident, courageous in the face of adversity, then you must become an eagle Christian. Are you guys with me? And so I'm going to share with you, and I'm not going to, give me a few minutes just to get this word out. It's very powerful. Amen. If you can listen, if you can take this word, I'm telling you, you're going to walk out of this place in this morning. For those connecting over live stream, it is going to change your life. I guarantee it. Amen. It's one of those messages. You know, there are many messages. I've preached many messages. Many messages over the years, but there are far few in between that really stirs my spirit, that is just a part of your spirit, that just is like a fire that is burning in you. You guys with me? And this is one of those messages. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to share with you powerful steps. I'm going to give you keys on exactly how to become an eagle Christian. Thank you. Are you guys with me? Are you ready? Can we get into it? Do you have your Bibles with you? Amen. If you don't have a physical Bible, please get one. And I see the views are still climbing, and we're going to get into the Word now. So if you have just come online, you have not missed anything. We're just about to get into the Word. Amen. Put on the screen for me Isaiah chapter 40, King James. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to verse 31. And it says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall, they shall." Listen, I love this verse. It is one of the most compelling verses in the Bible. Why? Because it leaves no room for ifs, ands, or buts. There's no room for debates. It says that if you do this, then this will be the outcome, without a doubt. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I don't know if I've got people in this morning that need some new energy, that needs a fresh breath of life. I'm telling you, you're about to soar like an eagle. You're about to glide like an eagle at a place and in a dimension of peace, rest, and utmost favor. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. What an awesome promise. How do I wait upon the Lord? In prayer. When I become still. And I block out whatever is going on around me in the natural. And I wait upon Him. I wait upon His presence. And I enter into a conversation with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says here, my strength will be renewed. Meaning that you will now receive the same strength that is in God. He's saying that, listen, I can run and I do not get weary. I walk and I do not get faint. And that if you wait upon me, you will receive the same strength that is in me. That is what he's telling you on this day. That if you only can learn how to wait upon me, that you will receive the same strength that is in me. You will also then be able to run without getting weary. You will be able to walk and you will not get faint. You will reach a place where you will glide in peace above the storm. I'm not saying the storm will not be there, but you will be over it. It will not touch you. You will become unstoppable, unmovable, unshakable. The Bible says that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will mount up with wings as eagles. With wings as eagles. Say eagle Christians. This carries great spiritual significance. The eagle is truly a magnificent bird. Are you guys with me? And they carry excellent qualities. The eagle is the only bird that is not afraid of a storm. It is the only bird that will fly right into a storm. It is not afraid of a challenge. It will take any challenge head on. And it will not stop until it conquers the very thing that it's facing. Giving up is not a part of this bird's vocabulary. It is not an option. I will die trying. Are you guys with me? It is the only bird that actually flies into a storm. You see, the eagle has got the ability to set the pinions in its wings so that its wings will lock into a specific position so that it can withstand the strong currents that is found at high altitudes or specifically when there's a storm. Are you guys with me? It locks its wings into a position. Listen, as sons and daughters, as believers, it is very important that you lock your feet into the gospel of peace. It is very important that you lock your spirit with the spirit of the true living God. The Bible says when it speaks of the spiritual armor, and you don't have to put this on the screen. How many of you know the spiritual armor? Now please, before you raise your hands and before you respond, when I say know your spiritual armor, I'm not saying being able to quote it. That's easy. I'm speaking about revelation. Do you have revelation of the armor of God? You see, knowing the armor of God, just having a general knowledge of the armor of God gives you no power. But the moment that you have revelation thereof, that changes the scenario now. Now you gain supernatural power. You see, and I want to give you something, and this is not part of the notes. I don't want to speak on the armor of God. But when you have revelation of the armor, what is it? What does it mean to be clothed with the armor of God? It means to be clothed with Christ. And therefore, it means to have revelation of who I am in Christ and who Christ is within me. And so part of the armor states that, listen, set your feet with a readiness. Say readiness. Come on, encounter. Say readiness. It says, fit your feet with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Listen, if you want to be ready as you go into the process, you want to be ready as you go into the process. You cannot afford not to be ready as you go into the process. If you want to be ready as you go into the process, if you want to be ready as you face your adversity, if you want to be ready as you face the storms of life, your feet needs to be locked firmly in the gospel of peace. This will cause you to become unmovable, unshakable, and unstoppable. That no matter what you face, it will not get you down. Are you guys with me? In fact, what this eagle do, what he will do is this. He will use the strong currents of the storm to lift it higher in seconds. You see, this eagle knows very well that there's something past and far beyond the storm. A place where it's peaceful, where it is safe, where there is rest, and that is on top of the storm. And so it will fly right into the storm, and it will discern where the strong currents are coming from, and it will fly right into the turbulence. I'm saying it again. He will fly right into the turbulence. And in seconds, this bird will be lifted up into a dimension and into a place where there's peace and quiet. And it glides effortlessly through the sky. While underneath it, the storm is raging. It is chaos. It is a noise. And it seems like, what is going on? There's disorder. Yet it is in a state of peace. It does not affect it. You're about to turn the storms in your life into your favor. I'm going to say this again, encounter. Someone is about to turn the storms, their circumstances, and their situations into the favor. I am telling you that your storms, that it is about to lift you higher. It is about to take you higher. Man, I'm telling you that your storms, it's about to change your story. Are you guys with me? The eagle does not have to work at it to get into the air. The eagle makes the nest high up on rocks. And we're going to get into it now. And I'm going to make use of a lot of examples and illustrations as we get into it. And it will make its nest high up on rocks. And it will stand on the rock and it will discern. It's got a very keen sense of discernment. And it will wait for the currents and the flow in the air. And when the right one comes, it will merely just open its wings and jump off. other birds have to work at it. They're flapping away, exhausting energy. Have you ever seen when there's a strong wind and a pigeon, and they like flying against the wind? It's like that. Once they're just staying at one space. They're flapping away. It's like. And there's no progress. Some believers are like that. She said, many, many believers work at their salvation. They think they need to work to become more righteous. You cannot become more righteous than what you are right now. For my Bible says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law has now been fulfilled on the inside of you. You cannot become more righteous. The moment that you receive the Spirit of God, you are counted as the righteousness of God. And so believers, you will find many people, they work at their salvation. And they're exhausting them. They're flapping away. But they're staying at the same position. I must pray 9 hours today. And if I've prayed 9 hours, then I'm okay. But tomorrow, if I've not prayed 9 hours, then I'm not okay. I must read 7 chapters now. If I've done it, then I'm okay. Tomorrow, if I've not done it, then I'm not okay. Come on. And come on, now we do it. Many think like that. Now please, for those making videos, don't take this out of context. I am not saying that you must not read your word. I am not saying that you should not pray. By all means, these are the basic foundational principles of the word. Get into the word. Get into prayer. And pray without ceasing, as Paul has said. Pray without ceasing. Consume the word nonstop. It must, the word must, I'm going to say this again, the word must, it is an absolute necessity for the word to form a part of your daily diet. But what I am saying is it must not become monotonous nor mechanical, not religious, where you work out because if I do it, then I'm okay, but if not, then I'm not okay. Meaning you base your salvation on the amount of time that you spend, meaning your salvation is based on works. You will be exhausted before you even know it. Are you guys with me? There is no other eagle that can discern the currents of the air. There's no other bird except for the eagle that can discern the currents and the flows found in the air. Are you guys with me? It glides in a state of peace and rest. Have you ever seen an eagle glide? They look so peaceful. There's nothing touching. It's just fearless. Are you guys with me? Listen, it is very important as a believer to understand the currents of the Spirit. Otherwise, you will miss out on what God is busy doing. The Bible says that there's a river of living water that is flowing from the throne room of heaven down to the earth. And you have got a decision. You can either be a part of this river, jump in and be a participant, or you can stay a spectator standing on the outside. But only those who make the decision that I'm going to jump into the river will be able to move with the flow and the currents of the Holy Spirit. You need to understand that we are serving an ever-doing, ever-speaking God. We're serving an action-packed God. And just because you cannot hear does not mean that He will stop speaking. And just because you are not acting, He will not stop doing. It will require a certain level of spiritual sensitivity for you to discern the currents and the flow of the Spirit of God so that you're always in tune with what God is busy doing right now. Are you guys with me? You will need spiritual sensitivity. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you that God is about, and I haven't really gotten into the message yet. I even started with the steps. I'm just speaking out of my spirit. Amen. Telling you that God is about to make Christian eagles out of you in this morning. You will become fearless, courageous, bold in the face of adversity. You will hover over your problems. It will not affect you. You will hover over your problems. Are you guys with me? Listen, you will start to move in the perfect will of God for your life with perfection, with excellence, and with distinction. Amen. Before I carry on, because I'm now going to start getting into the message, what are the people saying?
Pastor Martin, the people online are so excited. We've got Liesl saying, my storms will take me higher. We've got names, Nate also saying, my storm will take me higher. We've got Melissa saying, I am ready. Ranger Mikey saying, amen, Pastor Martin. Our storm is changing and we will testify for the goodness of God. Pastor Martin, the people online are on fire for this message this morning.
Amen. Amen. So let's get into it. I'm going to give you now the steps, the keys on how to become this eagle Christian. Amen. Put on the screen for me Proverbs chapter 30, New King James. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 18 and verse 19. No, verse 18, 1-8. There we go. And verse 19. And it says, there are three things. This is Solomon speaking. So by the way, I need you to bear that in mind. He's saying that there are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, for which I do not understand. We're speaking about the wisest man that's saying that, listen, there are four things that I do not understand. And the reason why I couldn't understand the four things that I'm going to get into, well, I'm going to touch on one of the four things, is because of a dispensation that he was living in. Christ has not yet died, and the Spirit, therefore, was not yet poured out. So, you guys with me? It would have been impossible for him, therefore, to understand these four things. Are you guys with me? And he's saying that there are these three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four things I do not understand. Go on for me. Point number one. The way, this is not the steps, the things that he does not understand. The first thing, the way of an eagle in the air. Number two, the way of a serpent on a rock. And number three, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea. And the number four, the way of a man with a virgin. Now, all four things carries great spiritual significance, but I only want to focus on the first one. And Solomon is saying that, listen, these four things is too wonderful for me. It is a mystery to me. I do not understand it. This is what Solomon is saying. He's saying that the first one, and you can just go back for me to the first one, he's saying that the first one is that the way of an eagle in the air. Are you guys with me? What does this mean? This speaks about a Christian that is living by supernatural means. A Christian that is operating by and in and through the supernatural power of God here on earth. It speaks without any visible supports. It speaks about the mystery of the sons and the daughters of God that now operate here on earth as God is in heaven. The moment that we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive God's ability on the inside of us. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 18. No, no, keep it here for me. And for those taking notes, John chapter 4, verse 15 to 18, it says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. For we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. He that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we here in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that powerful? Solomon is saying, the way of an eagle in the air, it speaks of a Christian, a believer, a son and daughter of God that is operating by supernatural power, but without visible support. You see, our support does not come from anything that can be seen. The thing that gives us the ability does not come from this natural world. It does not come from any government that is of this world. It comes from the kingdom of heaven. It comes from eternity. You are in this world, but you are certainly not of it. You are citizens of heaven, ambassadors of Christ, sons and daughters of the most holy God. Listen, there's royal blood that is flowing through your veins. You are in this world, but not of it. And therefore, you are filled with the Holy Spirit and can operate on this earth as God is in heaven. I'm straining my voice. And I've got really a good message. Amen. See. Therefore, you are seated in heavenly dimensions. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Problem with believers is that they don't believe. Ironic, isn't it? We're called believers, but many don't believe. Listen, an eagle is made for heaven. There is no other bird that can attain the altitudes quite like that of an eagle. In the same way, your spirit man, and this is very important, your spirit man is made for the atmosphere of heaven. Your spirit man is made for the presence of God. In fact, if I can make use of this analogy, and that is that the presence of God is the air that your spirit man breathes in order to stay alive. Which means that if you remove your spirit man from the presence of God, it will start to suffocate. The survival of your spirit man, therefore, is greatly and in every facet, form, and way dependent on the presence of God. Are you guys with me? Say, I am made for heaven. Say again, say, I am made for heaven. Those connecting over live stream, say, I am made. You can comment, you can say, I am made for heaven. Amen. And so an eagle Christian represents the following. An eagle Christian represents, and I've not yet getting, I'll get to the steps now. There's so much that we can take out of the qualities of an eagle. Amen. And I was really thinking hard of how to put one message together that will contain the best. Because this will actually make a four-part series. Amen. So, an eagle Christian represents a Christian that is prophetic. An eagle Christian will represent a Christian that is strong. A Christian that is intelligent. A Christian that is effective and efficient. A Christian that have courage and boldness. It represents a Christian that can solve problems. It will represent a Christian that has gone through the process. Listen, you can tell a lot about someone when you look at their nest. Because every part and every stick that have been placed in its position tells a very specific story. If I want to know what you carry, I'm going to look at your nest. Because your nest will tell me a great deal about yourself. It will tell me the process that you have gone through. It will tell me how efficient and how effective you are. The nest tells a great story. And I'll get into the explanation of it now. Are you guys with me? Say, eagle Christians. God is about to take you higher in this day encounter. God is about to take you higher in this day. Amen. I'm going to tone it down because my voice is now almost gone. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Put that on the screen for me. New King James. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and verse 12. And it says, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. Verse 12, so the Lord, and I want to stop there where it says, so the Lord, say so the Lord. You see, this passage of Scripture, it gives us great revelation about God and the process that God will actually put us through as believers. You know, when I prepared for this message, where the Bible says that all creation speaks of His glory, made more sense. Truly, everything that God has made points back to Him. Everything speaks of His glory. It speaks of His splendor. It speaks of His honor. Everything, all of creation, speaks and points back to Him. And I've said this before, that creation is preaching a message that many lacks the ability to preach. And that is a message of God's glory. Are you guys with me? Amen. So let's get into this. Step one of the process, not to take too much time. You will need to be birthed into a strong nest. You will need to be birthed into a strong nest. Now, the nest represents two things. It represents, first and foremost, a strong Christian family. And secondly, the nest represents your local church. Are you guys with me? Now, they say that the nest of an eagle is the most comfortable, the most secure, and the most protected compared to any other nest. Are you guys with me? It's very interesting if you understand the way that an eagle actually constructs or will build the nest. So what they will do is they will cause all the sharp edges of the sticks to protrude outward to the outside of the nest, to cause the inside of the nest to be more smooth and comfortable. And these extruding, these protrusions of the sticks that is facing outward actually aids or helps. It adds to the protection of the nest so that predators will not be able to get to the eaglets. Isn't that interesting? I mean, that's amazing. They actually bent the sticks in a way and they placed them carefully so that the inside is smooth, but all the sharp edges is facing outwardly. That's just amazing. And I'm now watching this nest that has been made by human hands, and I couldn't quite really fit the picture, but yet the eagle can do it. That has no hands. Isn't it amazing? And I'm not saying, listen, what they've constructed here is really beautiful, and it's done with excellence. Amen? And so it acts to the protection. And so what the eagle will do then is they will lay out, and this is very interesting, they will lay out the inside of the nest with rocks and then cover the rocks with thick layers of feathers or grass and leaves or anything soft, the skins of dead animals, to make the inside even more comfortable for the eaglets that will be hatched. And so they say that once this nest once the construction of the nest is finished, this nest can weigh up to 3 tons. 3 tons. That is amazing. You're not going to pick that thing up, I can guarantee you. Are you guys with me? It weighs up to 3 tons. This means that the nest is extremely solid, and it's got a strong foundation. Are you guys with me? Listen, this courage, this confidence that will cause you to become an unstoppable, dangerous believer, this confidence that you need that will cause you to become fearless in the face of your enemies, that will cause you to rise above your storms, that will cause you to become an eagle Christian, must be birthed in a solid, strong nest. Are you guys with me? Meaning the success of your spiritual journey will be guaranteed. The success of your spiritual journey will be determined by what happens to you when you first come onto salvation. It is determined by your support structure. Meaning the very first thing that you will need to do when you first come onto salvation is you need to establish a proper foundation. Are you guys with me? Now, this can obviously only be done through the local church. Are you guys with me? Where there's a proper support, a proper care structure, and where you will find the choicest of meat on a daily basis. Listen, the eagles use a very interesting technique to gain height very fast. That is known as thermal gliding. Thermal soaring. So what is that? When the sun heats up the surface of the air, it will cause, obviously now, the surface of the air to release heat. And when that heat mixes with the cold air, it forms thermal pockets, thermal columns found at certain places. The eagle is the only bird that can discern where to find these pockets. So now this is rising heat. See, you're missing it. And so they will fly into this. It's invisible, but the eagle can see them. And they will fly into these pockets where there's rising heat. And you'll find that's where the eagles, they will fly in a spiral, circular formats. Know that they have found one of those heat pockets. And in seconds, they are lifted higher. Which means that as a newborn born again believer, you will need to scout out and find a church that is on fire for God. You will need to find a church that carries the fire and the anointing of God, because it is the fire of God that will bring a sudden change of heart. It is the fire of God that will transform you. It is the fire of God that will take you higher. You will need the fire of God. So how do I receive the fire? There must be a sacrifice. The Bible says that I must present myself a living sacrifice. Are you guys with me? I must present myself a living sacrifice. But to present yourself a living sacrifice in this scripture in Romans chapter 12 means this. That I need, where it says that because this is my acceptable service, means because this is acceptable in his eyes, meaning to be acceptable sacrifice, means to walk in the perfect will of God for your life. Yet again, you will need the local church to lead you and guide you and teach you. Are you guys with me? You will need a church that will feed you fresh revelation every day. These little eaglets, when they are born, it's very comfortable. And the mother eaglet will just feed them every day, and they're just all comfortable and relaxed. You will need to, that's part of your process, and I'll get into it now. I think this thing is making now a noise. Am I? Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Amen. Now, the meat obviously represents what? Revelation. It represents the word of God. Are you guys with me? Listen, eagles will never eat old or rotten meat. I almost said dead meat, but they eat dead meat. You know, many times I would ask people, I say, do you like dead chicken? Oh. All right, so you eat a chicken while he's alive. Are you guys with me? An eagle will never eat old, rotten meat. It always eats fresh meat. You will need to find the right church that will continually, on a daily basis, feed you with fresh. You cannot live off of old revelation. You will need fresh, new revelation every day, because revelation is what brings light. And revelation is what will stir the fire of God on the inside of you. And therefore, revelation is the thing that will cause you to be lifted up higher. Revelation is the thing that will set and lock your feet in the gospel of peace. Revelation is the thing that will lock your spirits firmly in the Spirit of God, where you can now hover and glide over the storm. Are you guys with me? Amen. So you will need to be fed fresh revelation every day. Now, eagles built their nest, as I've stated. Thank you so much. As I was praying, someone just please bring me. Tian, you are in the Spirit. Please just bring me some water. Now, eagles, as I've stated earlier on, built their nests on rocks, high up on rocks, like the illustration is showing them, but this will now be high up on cliffs, high up in the air. Are you guys with me? On rocks. So who's the rock? Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. Are you guys with me? Amen. He is the rock. The rock represents two things. It represents Jesus Christ and revelation, but both are the living word. Are you guys with me? Amen. And so you must, your foundation must be established upon him. The rock of ages, your nest that you built, the story that you tell, your process must be established upon him. The rock of ages. This is already where it starts. Now, I was thinking hard of how I'm going to start the message when I get into the steps, because what comes first, the chicken or the egg? So I want to start with the nest, but I'm also going to end with the nest. Amen. So what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think the egg. But nonetheless, Let's carry on. I just said that now to stir a conversation, you see. Now it's going mad on the chat section there. And I see the views are still climbing. I trust that you're enjoying the message so far. Before I carry on, John, what are the people saying?
Pastor Martin, we've got Tonya saying, I am an unstoppable, dangerous believer. Encounter Church is my spiritual house. Pastor Martin, we've got Jacqueline saying, she is birthed in a strong nest, a proper foundation of Encounter. We've got Belinda saying, Encounter is her strong nest. Tanya van Niekerk on Facebook saying, the best nest is an encounter nest. We've got also Tobeka Takiza saying, hallelujah, yes, encounter nest.
Amen. Amen. I see Crystal is saying there, Crystal. Pastor Martin, I lack growing up in a strong spiritual nest. And that is exactly why you'll find, and I must be careful now, the country and the state that it is. You see, the true constitution of any government is its family. When the families is in a mess, you'll find that the government is in a mess. And our families, is no secret. Fathers are absent. And so the enemy knows that if I go for the head of the house, the family will collapse and therefore the government will collapse. Very strategic. Are you guys with me? That's why I'm bringing this up. For those who are parents, it's time that you set a strong foundation for your children. They must be taught the basic foundational principles. Let me carry on with the message. So you will need to build your nest on the rock of ages, our Savior, King Jesus Christ. Are you guys with me? Put on the screen for me Luke chapter 6, NIV. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? I just want to make sure they put on the right scripture here. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to verse 49. 46 to 49, NIV. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me. Let me just get this thing back in my ear. I must not get used to the whole broadcasting thing again. Pulls out. Apologies for that. Here we go. Does it look all right? Do I still look pretty? Okay. Luke chapter 6, 46 to 49. And it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man. Are you guys with me? Everyone's looking at this. Say, who dug down deep. They are like a man who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. This digging down, listen, for you to get to the rock is a process. It is a process and it is not easy. Listen, for those, me, now I'm going to see who's hard workers here. Who have ever dug a hole? It is not an easy task, especially if you live in Pierre van Reinerveld, because there's a lot of dolomite. Are you guys with me? So you're going to hit a lot of rock. It is not an easy task. You sweat. It is you working at it. You have to break through quite a lot of hard places before you get to where you want to get to. This digging down is a process. Are you guys with me? There's a scratching on the speakers and it's distracting. And I don't know what it is. And it says, and so those who come to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. And they are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came and the torrent struck that house, it could not be shaken. Why? Because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice. So how do you get to the foundation? The answer is in the verse. Those who come to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. It is the putting into practice part where you start digging. It is going to require some action from your side. It is a sacrifice to get home and you want to pray. Or you don't want to pray, but it's a sacrifice now to get into prayer. You don't always want to read your word, but it's a sacrifice. And eventually you end up doing it. Are you guys with me? I think it's in the E group when we discuss this all the same thing. Which one? Sorry, I'm speaking to Pastor David. Pastor David is in my ears. I was almost like, yes, Lord.
Amen.
I'm serious. All of a sudden, this voice is speaking in my ears. I'm either going mad or I'm now hearing the audible voice of God. I'm like, now it's about to go down. Okay, let's carry on.
Pastor Martin, some people online saying Pastor Martin looks like a special agent on a serious mission this morning.
Amen. Amen. Let's get on. There's a lot that I need to still cover. And so the one who comes to me and hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. And the moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Your foundation is of the utmost importance. This means that the wings that you must mount yourself up with, that will cause you to rise above the storm and that will cause you to walk in the perfect will of God, is the Word of God. Are you guys with me? Listen, you must allow yourself to be taught the basic foundational principles of the Word of God. You must allow yourself to go through the process, a process of where you're being taught, a process of learning, of trials and of tests. How many of you are going through trials and tests? Come on, if you're not, then there's something wrong. Then you're doing something wrong. As you, and I'm going to use the eaglets as an example and an explanation shortly. And so, you know, it's shocking to see how many people do not teach newborn believers the basic foundational principles of the Word of God. It is shocking. Are you guys with me? But this one thing I can guarantee you this morning, this I can guarantee you. If you do not have a strong foundation, you will not survive the process. That I guarantee you. You will need the help, the teaching, the guidance, the counsel of your local church. That is why God said in His Word that you cannot afford to neglect the gathering of the saints. You cannot afford it. Your foundation is dependent on it. Your survival is dependent on it. You cannot afford it. You cannot afford to stay away. Are you guys with me? Amen. And so therefore, the success of your process will be determined by your foundation. Are you guys with me? Where are we now? Step one. Okay, now let's hurry this up. Step two. You now need to break through the membrane of the egg. So at this stage, the nest is built, and the bald eagles will then lay up to 3 eggs, maybe 4, but majority of the time it's 3 eggs. And there the eaglet will start a process. And this process plays a very integral part in the development of the eaglet. Are you guys with me? In the development stages, it will start to develop muscles, bones, and tissues, and something very interesting. I can't move it more down. I mean, it's like away from my mouth. Sorry. It will start to develop something known as an egg tooth. Are you guys with me? Now, this egg tooth will develop as the process continues. The development process continues. It will get harder and harder over time. Are you guys with me? And it is used for 2 things. It is used to break through the membrane found in the egg, and then secondly, through the shell of the egg itself. Amen. Now, this carries great spiritual significance, because once the eaglet has managed to break through, it's a psychological turmoil that this eaglet actually goes through just coming out of the egg. A very stressful environment. Are you guys with me? You need to understand that. That's why this bird is so strong in nature. And so once it's made its way, the eaglet can decide at that moment, will I break through this membrane or not? If I do not, I will die. Because mom is not going to help me out of this situation. You need to understand that this part of the process, the mother eaglet will never get involved, because then she will short circuit the process and it can cost the eaglet's life. And so once the eaglet has made it through the membrane, it makes its way into an air pocket, but it's still enlocked and enclosed within the egg itself. Are you guys with me? And it's still locked up in the egg itself. Now, I think if there's one thing that we can all agree on is that this spiritual journey is not easy. Come on, how many of you have found yourself at a place where you've said, God, you have tricked me into this thing? And that is why God will never show you the entire process. He will show you the end results, and He will. That's it. Because if I know what I'm going to go through to get there, many of you will say, nah, I don't think so. Come on now, are you guys with me? And so, it is not. This journey is not easy. We face many tests and trials. Are you guys with me? And so, as believers, you will constantly feel the spiritual pressure. And the spiritual pressure, especially being part of a prophetic ministry, is something you cannot explain to someone. Spiritual pressure. You will pass through many valleys. You will go through many deep waters. You will go through many fires. And these valleys are normally painful, and they normally do not make any sense. You will find yourself saying, why am I going through this? Why is this happening? You might even feel that I'm going to die here. But you need to understand this one thing. As with this egg tooth that must develop through the development process, if it does not develop, it will not be able to break out of the egg. So your spirit man must be hardened. And every test, every trial, every valley, every fire, every water that you pass through is designed and many times sent by God to prepare you, to mold you, to shape you, to cause you to become harder. So that you can face what is next. Are you guys with me? Put on the screen for me Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 9. The classic Amplified, AMPC. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 9. 3 verse 9, AMPC. And it says, like an adamant harder than flint, or a diamond point, have I made your forehead. So the Bible is saying, listen, God is saying that I've given you a forehead that is stronger than that of a diamond. Listen, where's the battleground? In your mind. When the enemy attacks, he attacks the mind. But the Bible is saying that, listen, I have given you a diamond forehead, but it's something that needs to be developed. Your spirit man needs to be developed. Go through a process where it can become so hard that no matter what it passes through, no matter what it faces, no matter what comes against it, it will be unstoppable, it will be unmovable, it will be unshakable. Listen, it will not touch you. You are firmly locked in the Holy Spirit. You are firmly locked in the gospel of peace. The process is of the utmost necessity. Are you guys with me? Listen, an eagle is... Yes, an eagle is not shaken. An eagle is not shaken.
Pastor Martin, the people online are loving this message. We've got Belinda saying, do not neglect the gathering of the saints. We've got Gloria saying, test will always be there. Tonya saying, your survival is dependent on the strength of your foundation. That is so true. We've got Jacqueline saying, the success of your process is determined by the foundation of your church. Pastor Martin, the people online are receiving this word this morning.
Amen. So is this mic now muted? Okay, I'm just going to take it off. I hope it doesn't look bad on. But now it's still making a noise in my ears. Can I get it like... Sorry about that.
We've got Syria on an encounter.
Sorry, John. Okay, so I'm just going to carry on because of time. And I will get into the comments now. Yes, this is much better. Tonight I'll pitch like this. My goodness, guys, I need to get this message out. A lot of distractions. Okay, where were I? Eagles are not shaken. Amen. Say that I am not shaken. Say I am not shaken. Listen, this can only happen. Your spirit will only become hardened once you've gone through a process or through many processes. Amen. Listen, this can only happen in a closed environment under corporate anointing. The local church is very important. Amen. So the primary purpose of this tooth, as I've explained, is to effectively break out of the outer shell. But before this, it must first break through the membrane on the inside. Are you guys with me? And so once it breaks through the membrane on the inside, it will find itself into our air pockets, but it's still in the egg itself, where it now takes its first breath for the first time. Are you guys with me? It's past the first step, the first stage. It is now ready for, and the second stage. It's been birthed into this powerful foundation, the nest. It's gone through the membrane. You've passed step two. Are you guys with me? And you're now ready for something more. You're now ready for something else. And this brings us now, but you are still trapped in the egg itself. Amen. This brings us to step three of the process. You now need to break the outer shell of the egg. And this part, many, many people do not even make it past this part. You're not even feeling the nest yet. Are you guys with me? Many people do not even make it past this step. You still, many of you are still sitting in that egg. Now we sit with a problem. Because if the thing on the inside starts to get bigger than the thing on the outside, it will cause a frustrating situation. And so this eaglet is getting frustrated. It's a traumatic experience. And it wants to get out with all force. Are you guys with me? And it's using this weapon that it's been given, this egg tooth, to start beating against the outer shell. It does not break through at once. It is a process. But eventually it's making a dent. I hope that you guys are hearing me this morning. Are you guys with me? Listen, many of you might feel that, listen, I'm not getting through this. There's no change. I'm tithing. I'm giving. Man, I'm praying. I'm worshiping. I'm doing everything that I know how to do. But there is no change, and you think nothing is happening. But you can never be moved by what you feel. Your emotions is not real, and it is not the truth. The Spirit of God is the reality. He is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide you into all truth. Are you guys with me? So I want to encourage you this morning. Do not lose hope. Do not get discouraged, because you have made a dent and you are busy breaking through. This eaglet can decide at that moment that I'm going to stop. I have beaten against this, the inner part of the shell, and I'm not getting out. I'm not going to make it, and it will give up. And some do die. The mother will not help, because the fact that the eaglet can come out of the egg tells the mother that the eaglet is ready for the next step. If she gets involved, she will short-circuit the process, and it will not survive the next step. She must leave it. No one is going to get you out of that pot. You carry, listen, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You carry the right stuff. You have the weapons that you need to make it to the next step. A prophet is not going to do it for you. I am not going to do it for you. I can listen, we can teach you, we can train you, we can equip you and tell you how you must do it. But the doing part is up to you. I cannot pray for you. I cannot read the word for you. I cannot intercede for you. That part is up. You must do that part to make it to the next step. Are you guys with me? There's no use giving up now. Some of you have got a headache of that constant beating. Hang on there. You are getting through. You have made a dent. There is no use giving up now. Don't give up now. You have made it this far. Come on, you are here right now. Hell has thrown everything at you that it possibly could. Yet you are still worshiping. Yet you are still praising. Yet you are still in the process. You are still a part of the process. Do not give up now. You are almost through. Are you guys with me? Telling you that the gates of hell will not prevail against you. See, the greatest enemy to the eaglets or to the eagle is the serpent. Listen to this. It's the only predator that can make its way into the nest. A snake. And if the parents let their guard down for 1 second, for a moment, it will cost the life of something that's precious. So they're always on the lookout. They're always watching. They're always praying. Are you guys with me? And when the snake makes its way in, found a way, an access point into the nest, what the eagle will do is, it will start beating against the snake's head. Doesn't pick it up immediately. You see, the only weapon that Satan has against you is words. He will never take you on a face-to-face fight because he's a coward and he will lose. He's too afraid of you. Do you know that? The problem is you do not know this. He is afraid of you. He will never come and stand before you and take you on a one-to-one battle. He knows very well what will happen. The only weapon that he has is deception, lies, gossip, slander, words. And so this eagle is closing this thing's mouth. It's beating him on the mouth until he becomes disoriented. And then it will press its claws right into his head. Pick it up. Take it in the air and then drop it. It is imperative through your process that whatever you face, your battles, must never be fought from the ground, but from a heavenly perspective. It is very important that you always take your battle into the supernatural. Are you guys with me? And so this little eaglet makes it out of the egg finally. And listen, you cannot go to the next step until you become uncomfortable and irritated with where you are currently. Amen. I cannot break your shell. No one is going to break that shell. You must break it and go to the next step. Are you guys with me? Now, step number 4. The stirring of the nest. Now the 20% that might have made it through the egg, another 10% will fall out here. That's why you need the right church, the right foundation, so that you will not fall out. Are you guys with me? The stirring of the nest. Now we're actually only getting into Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11. Put that on the screen for me again. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest. Now, so finally this little eaglet breaks through the outer shell and sees the world for the first time. I remember when I saw the world for the first time, spiritually. Are you guys with me? The moment that I encountered God, I'll never forget it. It really was like I was blind all my life and all of a sudden I could see. All of a sudden everything spiritual just made sense when I encountered God. Are you guys with me? And so it sees the world for the first time. And so here we have these eaglets and they're in the nest and it's comfortable and it's very nice. And they're being fed the choicest of meat every single day. Until they now reach a stage where they become too big for the nest. Amen. And so then the mother eagle shows up one day and does something out of the ordinary and she shows up without any food. And the little eaglets are looking up to mom and it's like, where's my food? What's going on? And the next moment, she starts tearing apart the nest, causing the sticks that is bent and facing outwardly now to face backward, inward, into the nest. And this eaglet is thinking, mom has lost her mind. Dear God, what have I done? And no matter where this eaglet is moving, they're feeling the sharp pinch of the sticks that is pressing through. And it is yet again uncomfortable. They find themselves in the place psychologically where they've been before. And now yet again they are uncomfortable. And they don't understand why this thing is happening. Why is this taking place? Are you guys with me? And Many Christians are like that. They find themselves in a comfort zone. It is easy just to sit and fill the church chair. Are you guys with me? It is nice in the nest. It is comfortable in the nest. I don't have to do anything. Amen. I can just lie back, relax, and mom will come with the next meal. I have to add nothing. Life is just awesome. And it is just nice. And people get stagnated. Listen, a comfort zone is the most dangerous place that you can move into. Are you guys with me? And so every now and again, God must come and He must shake that nest. I'm telling you that some of you, your nest is about to be shaken in this day. But it's all for good. When that nest is being shaken, understand that something good is about to take place in your life. Because God is still with you, still in the process. It is a part of the process. I'm telling you that for some of you, the nest is about to be shaken. Are you guys with me? Listen, this comfort zone leads to stagnation. It will cause you to become lazy. Are you guys with me? There will be no more growth. When we look at this as a family setting, and I'm going to step on a few toes, you need to understand that there's a time that your young needs to leave the nest. Amen. But this will not happen as long as that the nest is comfortable. The nest must be shaken. And you will need to shake that nest to cause the young to leave. It is part of life. It is part of the process. It must happen. Amen. Now, if you look at it from a church perspective, many get too comfortable in the church chairs. It's nice. You don't have to do anything. Ach, die pastoor is daai preek. Why do I need to study the Bible? Prophet will come up. He's going to give me a proper revelation. Why do I need to do it? It's nice in the nest. Oh, it's nice. Are you guys with me? I don't need to get involved. Yet God requires of you to get involved. I don't want to become an e-group leader. It's too much trouble. It's nice. Oh, it's so nice. I can just show up. I don't want to. Yet some of you carry excellent leadership abilities. And God wants you to lead. He needs you to lead. But you decide, no, it's too comfortable. Are you guys with me? It's too comfortable. Yet it's the next step of your process. But it's too comfortable. Are you guys with me? A shaking and a stirring of the nest is designed to push you to the next part of the process. For many, this is a necessity. Step number five. This brings us to step number five. The eagle hover over the young. Now, she does this for two reasons. The eagle hover over the young. The first one is for protection. The eagle carries a very specific gland, an oiled gland, that it will use to rub oil all over the feathers of the entire body. Now, if you've ever had oil on your hands and you try to wash your hands, it's almost an impossible task. Are you guys with me? Why? Your hands just don't get wet. And so it protects the flock. The eagle here represents your covering, your local church. You will need to submit in a house that is seasoned in the anointing. You will need to submit in a house of where your oversight has gone through the process, has already gone through the things that you still need to go through, and therefore they will have the ability to get you to where they are at. Are you guys with me? So it's for protection. It protects from heavy weather. And then step number six, I just need to hurry up because of time. Step six of the process. The eagle hover over the young for vision. Say vision. Say vision. Now the next moment. So now, yes, you know, you need to see this thing in your head. Yes, yes, mom eagle, she's coming and she's tearing this nest apart. It looks like she's lost her mind. The eagle does not understand what's going on. They're freaking out. They're still yelling. They still want food. And the next moment, she does something even worse. She throws them out of the nest. And now, now they think, okay, that's it. I'm dead. I'm done for. On the way down, that eaglet is screaming and yelling for its life. Now, you need to understand this. When they're first being thrown, they do not even struggle. There's not even a kick. There's not even a flap. They just fall like a rock. So the reason why mom hovers over the nest is because she's showing them something that they have. She's giving them a visual. She's showing them her power. She's showing them something that they also possess, and that is wings, and that they can fly. Are you guys with me? And so she kicks them out of the nest. And so listen, you need to understand that the moment that your nest is being shaken, know that God is about to reveal His power. But also know that God is about to kick you out of the nest. Before you get so excited. Are you guys with me? He's also about to kick you out of the nest. And so, yeah, this little bird is just going down, falling. Now, here's the thing. And I quickly want to get back to this part. When an eagle chooses its mate, it is for life. They marry for life. Even if the one dies, they will not remarry. And there's a very specific process in choosing the right mate. So what the female eagle will do is she will take a small stick, pick it up from the ground. She will pick it up from the ground. She will take it as high as she can. She will just fly up. And then the male eagle will follow hard after. He will chase her. And then all of a sudden, she will drop it. And then he must catch it. If he manages to catch it, then she puts him through the thing again. She goes down, this time picking up a bigger stick. And she goes a little bit higher. And the male is chasing. And it is on. Are you guys with me? And the next moment she drops it. And he must dive immediately, as fast as that he can. And he catches it a second time. And she knows, okay, this looks good. And she goes down again. And she picks up the biggest stick that she possibly can find. And she goes. And she goes even higher, as high as that she possibly can. And she will mock. She will even pretend as to drop. Isn't it amazing? She will pretend to drop, and then the male will go down, and then on the way back up, she will then leave it. And then he dives again, and if he manages to catch it, she knows that I can trust him. That when the time comes and I need to kick my eaglets, my babies out of the nest, he will be able to catch them. I know that I can trust him. And so God will put you through this process. Where he will drop, he will drop certain sticks, and these sticks will come as small responsibilities, little responsibilities. Do not underestimate where you serve, greeting people at the door, the cleaning of the church. Do not underestimate your small beginnings, because it shows God that he can trust you with a real thing. He can trust you with what is important to him. He can entrust you with his flock. And it's part of the process. If he sees that you catch it every time faithfully and bring it back up, you are ready for the next step. But you will have to dive to get it. It's part of the process. Submit. Be humble. The way up is down. Complete and utter surrender to the Holy Spirit is imperative for you to go higher. Are you guys with me? Step number 7. The eagle spread out its wings, takes them up, and carries them on its wings. That's just the last part of that verse. That's step number 7. So, Now you've reached the level where you're ready for training. Are you guys with me? And this training might not be what you expect. And so this eaglet is dropping like a rock. And at first, it does not even put up a fight. It does not even struggle. It's just dropping. And so the father, the female, or the male eagle will then dive down. And just before this eaglet reaches the ground, it will come underneath it, picks it up, and take it back up. Back to the nest. Back to safety. And so this eaglet comes back into the nest thinking, oh, thank God they've come back to their senses. I've survived it. Come on, how many times have I not felt? Many of you still dropping now. You're in that dropping process right now where you see this ground is coming. I'm going to die. You yelling, you scream. Some do not even put up a fight. You just accept the fall. And then the next moment, just as this eagle, this little eaglet relaxes and think, okay, it's okay. Second time, out of the nest. This time, at least, the eaglet's starting to kick on the way down. It's a little bit more of a fight, but doesn't flap. But before the second time, mother will hover over the nest again, showing you, listen, you carry something. There is something on the inside of you. You have this. You got all the tools that you need to be successful, to do what you need to do, to become what I am. Are you guys with me? And just before the eaglet reaches the ground, the male comes back, sweeps underneath, picks up the eaglet, takes him back up again. By the third time, now the eaglet expects something's going to happen. Now he's already starting on, now he's standing on the edge. It's like, okay. He's not even relaxed in the nest anymore. He's like, okay. And then mom will hover again. Look, you're not getting it yet. Look. And the next moment she kicks him off again. Now this eaglet's flapping for dear life. Are you guys with me? On the way down, but nothing's happening. Nothing is happening. And just before the eaglet reaches the ground, this is now the third time. Listen, they say this happens about 5 times. And the third time, the male comes again, sweeps underneath, picks him up, takes him back up. Mom hovers again, same process. Now the eagle is just sort of jumping off. Don't worry, Mom. The male now needs to be awake. Because now there's just eaglets dropping out of there. Where it was one at a time. Are you guys with me? And the fourth time, the eaglet's going down again, flapping again. But now all of a sudden, it lifts and then drops. It's not perfected yet. Are you guys with me? And it goes back up again. Now the eaglet is getting excited. There's something happening, and I'm getting it. And all of a sudden, he grasps the revelation. He understands. Oh, Mom, I understand. I'm getting it. There are certain pockets of air. There's heat pockets. And if I can catch them, I'm going to fly. And listen, on the last time that he's jumping off, he catches the revelation. He jumps into the stream of the Spirit. And all of a sudden, he does not even struggle. He merely opens his wings. And all of a sudden, he's taken up. And he says, I'm getting this. And the eagle can fly. But it was a process. At first, he thought, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to survive this. I'm not going to get out of this valley. I'm going to die here. And then God comes and he picks you up. Understand that God will never put you through anything that you are not able to handle. He carries you always. He will be there always. Are you guys with me? Amen. He will always be there. Say Eagle Christians. Say again, say Eagle Christians. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 37, King James, Proverbs chapter 37. No, sorry, Psalms. Or was it Proverbs? No, Psalms 37 verse 23, King James. Yeah. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Go on for me. Listen to this. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Encounter, I'm telling you this morning, that even though you are falling, know that you will never, ever be utterly cast down. It is a part of your process. And while you're falling, you might as well learn something out of it. While you're passing through this valley, you might as well learn something out of it. While you're passing through the waters and through the fire, learn something out of it. Because listen, the moment that I've taken out of this valley, out of this fire, what it is that God wanted to show me, I will come out stronger and I will be ready for the next step. Do not lose courage. But shaking is important. In fact, pray that God will shake your nest. Never become comfortable with your situation. Are you guys with me? Oh, I remember many shaking of nests and kicking out where I was relaxed, still playing bass, thinking, oh, it's so nice. Daddy's here. He's got the service. He's going to preach. It's all good. The next moment, Pastor Chris is looking through the door. Oh, don't come quickly. I'm like, oh, dear God, not now. Prophet says, Morten, I need to go urgently. Can you take the second service? This was 10 minutes before the service starts. Out of the nest. I didn't even put up a fight. But when I took the mic and I started to preach, he came and he picked me up. Are you guys with me? Dad was standing preaching the first service, two services. He showed me, this is how you do it. This is what you carry. This is what's in you. Now, go do it. Amen. It was exactly the same. Out. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, prophet. Hey, Martin, I'm not going to make the service. Can you take it? Now, I'm at least starting to flap and make my way. I'm going, okay, now, okay. Calm down. You know the word. Just preach. You guys with me? And ever since then, now I'll stand ready. Don't worry, prophet. I don't need to kick. I'm ready. Wait. Let him go first. Are you guys with me? Listen, understand that struggle is not for survival, but for education. I can now go higher because I have learned how to fly. Are you guys with me? Struggle is the proof that I am not conquered. Struggle is the proof that I am not conquered. I'm going to tell you this again. Struggle is the proof that I am not conquered. Encounter Church, I'm telling you this morning that you are not conquered. The very thing that you are facing, the very thing that you are going through, and it means that you are not yet conquered. You are carried by the Spirit of God. In fact, hell will never prevail against you. Are you guys with me? Come on, just quickly stand with me. Stand with me. Say after me. Say this. I am made for heaven. Say again. I am made for heaven. I am made for the glory. I am made for the anointing. I am made to soar like an eagle. I am made to mount. I am made to climb and not crawl. I am made to be more than a conqueror. I am made to be more than a conqueror. I am made to be more than a conqueror. Listen, God is about to make an eagle Christian out of you on this day. Give God a praise offering. Now, before we lock off and before we all go, I just want to do this. It's very important. I want to make an altar call. Even for those connecting with us over the live stream, if especially during these times that we're living in, I think this is really important. The Bible says that when someone that has gone lost, when the prodigal son returns, that all of heaven rejoice. I've seen so many miracles, healings and wonders, signs. I mean, I've seen so much. That's why I always say that I cannot doubt. It's impossible. Doubt has left me. I've seen too much. Experienced too much of it. Are you guys with me? But the greatest miracle of all is when someone runs to the altar and say, my God, I need you. Forgive me. I need you. I want to change my ways. And I receive salvation. Greatest miracle. It's the most amazing thing to see how light comes into someone's eyes as the Holy Spirit steps in and starts working with their hearts. Amen. And so I want to make this altar call physically for those that are here and even for those connecting over live stream. If you feel that you have drifted away from God, even this might be the first time that you are connecting and you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, I'm going to pray for you right now. If you're standing here connecting over live stream and it feels like you have moved away, drifted away from God, and your life is in a mess and you want to sort it out, you want to get back to God, if you're connecting with us right now, even for those standing here right now, and you're saying that, listen, if I die right now, if I give up my last breath, that I am uncertain, I don't know where I'm going, there are only two places, two destinations. It is heaven or hell. There is no in between with us. Are you guys with me? We're speaking about eternity, and I don't want you to miss heaven. So if you are uncertain about your destination, your spiritual destination, and you are not sure that what will happen with me, if I die right now, where will I go? I want every eye closed. For those that are here physically, every eye closed. And then for those connecting over live stream, you can just comment in the comments section if that is you. You want to come back to God, you can just say, me. And then I need you guys to go to our online church platform. For those connecting with us over the live stream, I want you and I need you. If that is you, I need you to go to our online church platform where we will have pastors that will call you, spend some time with you, and take you through this process. Amen. And then for those standing here, I want every eye closed, no hands raised. Every eye closed, no hands raised. If that is you, you're standing here right now. You're saying, Pastor Martin, I am not sure. I'm not sure about my final destination. I'm not sure what will happen if I die right now. I want to make sure. I want to get back into perfect right standing with God. I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to give it a moment. I see the hands going up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just want to give it a moment. Even those connecting over, I see, even in the comments, I see the people saying, it's me. For those over live stream, again, just please go to our online church platform. We have got pastors that will pray with you. Amen. I see the hands going up. I just want to give it a moment. Listen, if you feel that tugging on your heart, even if you're just uncertain, even if there's just a little bit of doubts, don't let this opportunity pass you by right now. Don't let the enemy keep you back. I see the hands going up. Thank you so much. Then if I can ask those who have raised their hands, and this is not to put anyone on the spot, but if I can ask those that have raised their hands, if you can just take your belongings and everything with you that you've got with you and to come forward for me, please. And then let's just give them a hand of praise as they come forward. Come on, encounter. Heaven is rejoicing right now. The angels are rejoice in you right now. And then everyone, even those that have connected over live stream that have said that this is me, this is me, this is me. I want to get back to God. I want to make right with God. I want those standing here in front. I want you to just raise your hands. Those of you that are standing in front, just raise your hands. Just surrender to God. Just surrender to Him. And then I want everyone, as a matter to support them, I want everyone to repeat after me. Everyone, even those over broadcasting that have said that this is me, I want you to repeat after me the following. Just close your eyes where you are, everyone, even everyone that is here right now. I want those physically in the broadcasting center, if you can stretch out your hands to those standing in front, and then I want everyone to repeat after me. Holy Father, I ask of your forgiveness for every sin that I am guilty of. I receive the blood of the Lamb, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, wash me, cleanse me of every wrongdoing in my life. Say that I receive your forgiveness in full measure here, right now, in the name of Jesus. So I declare that my final destination is heaven, that hell is far from me, and that heaven is close to me. Father, I pray, pick me up, take me, draw me closer, make with me, do with me everything that pleases you. I surrender, I yield, I submit onto everything that you have got prepared for me. So I confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and Savior over my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, receive it. Let's just receive it. Let's give them a hand of praise. You know, the presence of God is so strong right now. It is amazing when we now get to this. The presence of God is so strong right now. It is so strong. There's light. When I look at the guys that you that's standing here, every one of you filled with the lights. Do not let the enemy lie to you. Do not let the enemy come and tell you that you are worthless, and that because of all of your mistakes, that you add up to nothing. And what makes you think that you can go and preach the gospel? What makes you think that you can go and tell someone that Jesus loves them? You do not allow the enemy to come and lie with you. Are you guys with me? You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. You're dwelling in heavenly places. And every one of you carry a great call. There's greatness locked up on the inside of you. There's purpose. And I'm telling you that in days to come, you're going to see how Christ Jesus will raise you up in His Spirit, and He will reveal unto you things yet to come. And you will not die before your time. You will accomplish what God has called you to accomplish. Amen. Behind you will find someone that is going to pray with you, and you can just follow them. And they're going to take you through the rest of the process or to the next step. Thank you so much. Amen. And that brings us to the end of the service. Can I just please ask everyone to close their eyes, to raise their hands, surrender to God. Father, we thank you for this message. My Lord, I pray that you will equip us even through this message, this word that has gone out, that you will give us the ability to become eagle Christians, my Lord. May we walk by faith and not by sight. May we be sensitive to the move, the current, the flow of your spirit. May we reach a dimension that you are the light unto our feet, the lamp unto our feet, and the light to our paths. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We pray that with every passing day, may you only draw us closer unto you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much. I want to encourage you not to miss tonight as we get into the third part of the seven church ages. Why, you know, how do I choose the right church? And it is the church of Pergamos, the compromising church. Amen. Not to be missed. Make sure that you invite your friends, your family. It's going to be a powerful evening. Spend in the presence of God. Amen. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your